There's a lot of pearl clutching going on today. The orange man is back in the White House. This is the man, Donald Trump, who now controls Australia's military. He'll control the B-52 nuclear-armed bombers, the nuclear submarines, which make Australia a target. He'll control our foreign policy destiny, unless we control it ourselves. We're talking about the AUKUS boondoggle, the worst deal since Peter Stuyvesant bought Manhattan Island for a few beads. But let's look at the facts. Despite all the hysteria about Donald Trump, let's look at the facts, not the feelings. If history is any guide, we can expect one thing, because we saw it in the last term, Trump's last term. That's chaos and incompetence. That's what we know from the last administration. It was a joke. America was embarrassing on the world stage, led by Trump. But Trump did not start any wars. He did not finance a genocide or a proxy war in Ukraine to niggle Russia. The most prescient thing that I've heard over the past couple of days about Donald Trump was on the ABC's very good election coverage. It was a line from one of the pundits that pointed out that the right take Trump seriously, but not literally, whereas the left take Trump literally, but not seriously. Well, they underestimated him, and he's won emphatically too. This was no mean victory. His economic populism and immigration fear-mongering won the day, but we don't have to believe a word the guy says. It's Donald Trump. We can scratch all the promises, all the claims. Nobody knows what a Trump administration will bring. This unpredictability is what the world now has to deal with. Endless cock-ups. Let's hope it won't be wars, because Trump's a narcissist. Now, I'd suggest to the foreign policy establishment and the AUKUS crew that they bone up on narcissism. Google how to deal with narcissistic personality disorder before you deal with Donald Trump. You're going to have to flatter him, be very, very nice, firm, but very, very flattering, because narcissists hate criticism and they love flattery. They do make a lot of threats, but they rarely carry them out, and they can be very, very nasty if they want. People responded. We tweeted something yesterday about AUKUS types having to, you know, squirming now at the prospect of dealing with Trump, having to kiss Trump's ring. Some responded that, you know, Trump was isolationist, so therefore he might just can the deal. The reality is, though, that this is an exceptionally good deal. He's onto the world's best deal. Why would he give up a free country which is giving him $368 billion? That does not make sense. It would not play well at home. So that means Australia is going to have to stand up. Australia's leadership is going to have to stand up and do it themselves. They're going to have to tell him how great he is and spin some porky about budget problems and slither out of it. The disastrous warmongering of the Biden-Harris administration, financing the genocide for that maniac Benjamin Netanyahu, throwing billions at Ukraine, where 500,000 people are dead or injured now. It's crippled American power and prestige in the world. It's crushed the myth of Western humanity. It's created the rise of the BRICS alliance, where 14 new partner states recently signed up 3 weeks ago, with Russia, China, and India, the new axis, talking about their own currency, trading in their own currencies, or creating another one. Bitcoin, of course, has gone through the roof, and there's another 40 countries on the waiting list to join with the BRICS. That is how poorly the Democrats have run the world over the past few years. And as we know, the Trump administration will be chaotic. The decline of America will only continue. This is inevitable. In business terms, it's business as usual. It's more of the same. You know, we've got a story running on the website at the moment by Marcus Rubenstein, who points out that Larry Fink, before the election, when asked on a TV network in the US who was worse for business, or, you know, which candidate would have the most impact, Trump or Harris, he responded by saying it wouldn't not really have any effect at all. This is BlackRock, that in terms of the size of nations, ranks 3 in the world behind the US and China on an asset basis. He said, it really doesn't matter. So this is corporatocracy, as it is in Australia too, with the political donations. It's the money in politics. That Larry Fink is expecting no difference says it all. There will be difference for the climate, of course, because the Inflation Reduction Act, that'll probably be canned. That was a good thing Biden did. He was relatively good on climate and energy. That's going to go. Trump's not going to be good for women and for poor people in America, but, and he's going to be terrible for immigrants, probably. We don't know. But as far as corporatocracy goes, the Americans have had their say. They had it yesterday. Trump won, and now vested interests are running the show for the next 4 years. Doesn't matter particularly for Australians in a social sense, but it does matter for foreign policy, the rise of Trump. Now, this is a complete punt, but we probably think, if we had to bet on it, Trump is less likely to go to war with China, Iran too, for that matter. Can he fix the apocalyptic death camp, which is Gaza? Probably not, but he's a better chance than Biden and Harris. And the last word should go to David K. Johnson, our old mate, who is a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist who's known Donald Trump for 35 years. He's written three books, three biographies about the Donald. He's a huge critic. He's been threatened by many lawsuits, with many lawsuits by the Donald. And he said, check it out in the last video, Donald is the greatest con man in the history of the world. If he wasn't before, he certainly is now. Somehow getting back into the White House as a convicted felon. Got to hand one thing to Donald. He is certainly a majestic con man. Thank you for your support. Let's hope it doesn't turn out too badly with Trump. You never know. It's a punt. Please like, share, or comment. Be interested to hear what you've got to say in the section below.